Welcome to the Hardware Asylum Podcast. In this episode, we look at the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare and what kind of machine you need to run it. I'm your host, Dennis Garcia. With me today, I have Darren McKay.
Dennis, it's getting to be that time of the year again. It is November here in the Hardware Asylum Labs. And we traditionally talk about holiday shopping or maybe upcoming games, something like that. But I thought maybe we should do something a little bit different and focus on the best-selling game for the holiday season.
And what game would that be, Darren?
That would be the new Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Dennis.
Didn't they release that a while ago?
Well, it's not that old, but I'm telling you, this is the hot seller, and it might be on your Christmas list if you haven't already gotten it or if you're shopping for the gamer in your world.
Alrighty, so we should talk about a little bit why Call of Duty is slightly different than the old COD 4 that we cut our teeth on and really didn't like it afterwards.
Oh, I think that was the last one that I really played, at least, though.
Yeah. So this one has a whole new story, and it supports NVIDIA RTX.
Woo, and that is cool.
And that is really a very important feature because NVIDIA has really been pushing it, and they've been helping game developers integrate their technology.
Well, yeah, and this is kind of like when PhysX first came out. So you are getting a noticeable and visible difference in the way the game looks, especially the ray tracing. And when I looked into the Modern Warfare, they have already announced an additional 38 maps. So they're expecting some pretty serious legs on this thing.
Speaking of legs, what kind of machine do you think we're going to need to play this game?
You know, that is the age-old argument. But I think what we should do is take a look at the system requirements. And you know what might be fun? Let's see if our recommended budget for a minimal gaming PC still holds up with the modern AAA titles for Christmas 2019. What do you say?
I say let's try it.
All right. So we are on the official CallOfDuty.com website.
Modern Warfare/PC.
Now, I've seen some different system requirements floated around, but we went to the source, and they have four different levels of system requirements. The minimum requirements, the recommended specifications, competitive specifications, that seems kind of good, and ultra specifications, which I'm guessing is for the deep-pocketed folks.
Right. Now, there are four items on this list that are common across all of those, and you are going to need 175 gigabytes of hard drive space.
Of course.
I can tell you, you need 110 just for the game.
Ooh, that's a big. Okay, so yeah. Probably 175 gig hard drive, not enough, but shouldn't surprise anyone.
And then you need DirectX 12.
Well, okay.
That will give you the RTX.
So basically, we're looking at a modern Windows 7 or Windows 10 build.
Mm-hmm. You need to have broadband internet, which, and who doesn't these days, right?
Yeah, no brainer, since it's mostly focused on multiplayer.
And a DirectX compatible sound card.
Which I'd be shocked if you didn't have somewhere already, especially if you're a gamer.
Yeah, you should have something. I mean, if not, go get a Sound Blaster.
Well, let's talk through these. Let's start with the minimum requirements, because this is where I'm always kind of amazed. Now, in the past, I think just to sort of set a baseline, we have been saying for the last couple of years at least that to build a budget PC from scratch that can play modern games, that you're going to spend about $600. You know, give or take a couple bucks. So that's your baseline.
That's not even counting the $100 for the operating system.
So let's take a look at what the minimum system requirements are. And again, not a surprise, Windows 7, 64-bit, or Windows 10, 64-bit. I would hope that anyone listening to this podcast is on that. And if you're not, then, you definitely need to get with the program and get on a modern OS. Yeah, for nothing else, security, right?
And get off Windows 8.
Oh, my gosh, yes. So processor, this is where things start to get a little interesting, because you can go, as you know, an Intel processor, in this case, the i3-4340, or you can go the AMD route, which in this case is the AMD FX6300 processor. The FX series has kind of had long legs. Okay.
Really long legs.
Memory, they're recommending a bare minimum of 8 gigs of RAM. And if you've listened to the podcast for very long, you know I'm a huge fan of more RAM is better. But okay, 8. Yep. Video, now this is where you were talking about this being a GTX-supported product. So, of course, they're recommending the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 670 or the GeForce GTX 1650. But if you're in the AMD camp, you can still get away with a Radeon HD 7950. But, of course, you're not going to get then the RTX effects. And they're recommending a video memory of 2 gigs, which, of course, all of the recommended video cards will cover.
Yeah. So the one thing I wanted to mention about the video card is we have a GTX 670. That's pretty darn old.
Yes, it is.
And they're saying that the equivalent is a GeForce GTX 1650, which is the new, I want to say this is the Turing-based chip.
Yeah, that's definitely the entry level of the current generation. And it's not a bad choice, I guess, if you're budget restricted.
Yeah, but that's, I'm surprised that they're linking those two together, making them equal, because the NVIDIA marketing would say otherwise.
Yeah, and you do make a valid point. Honestly, I feel like if you're going to get something that old, then maybe you get a last generation card instead, a 1070 Ti or something.
Well, something.
And they're not going to be too much difference in price, but you will be losing that fancy RTX.
In terms of recommended specifications, they are saying you need to have Windows 10 64-bit. That will get you their ray tracing ability plus DirectX 12 that you don't get with Windows 7. Intel Core i5 2500K or an AMD Ryzen R5 1600X. And those are pretty equally matched. I would say that, you know, and I've talked about this on the podcast already, a lot of the Ryzens are basically the equivalent of a Core i5. They might have more cores, but in terms of clock speed per core, it's about a Core i5 speed. They are bumping up the minimum memory to 12 gigabytes of RAM. And the video card is now at a GeForce GTX 970, which is an excellent card.
In fact, that's what we usually have in our test bench. Good baseline card.
980 Ti is what I normally run, yeah. Still the same generation. Or you can do a GTX 1660, which is also the new Turing-based one.
Right.
Of course, if you are on the AMD Radeon side, they are recommending the Radeon R9 390 or the AMD RX 580.
Interesting that they would diverge like that.
Those cards are equally matched based off of the year that they were produced.
I still feel like the video card there is a little bit slower than I would recommend, even with that 1660, but it is a really great entry-level card.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Let's talk about the competitive specs. Now, of course, using the term competitive is always amusing. I'm assuming that this is what they're sending their cyber warriors to battle with. We all know that that's probably a little bit underpowered.
I would say competitive specifications is the semi-modern gamer that built a machine 2 or 3 years ago and really wants to play the latest games because that was the hot machine back then.
Yeah, and that makes sense because you want your machine to have 2, 3, maybe even 5 years of life if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So again, Windows 10 64-bit, that's going to be the theme, I think, going forward. For processors, now we're in an i7-8700K. Oh, good processor.
Yep.
Or an AMD Ryzen 1800X. So a small step up there. Not surprisingly, more memory. In this case, 16 gigs of RAM, which is, I think, where I would weigh in is about the minimum I'd like to have in a system these days.
Yeah, it saves the caching off the hard drive.
In the video card, we are bumping up now to the GeForce GTX 1080, a terrific card from the last generation, or the RTX 2070 Super. Dun, dun, dun. Now, of course, that's a pretty current card, having recently come out, mm-hmm. but you're getting your RTX on that card as well.
Yeah.
And on the Radeon side, the RX Vega 64 for your graphics card.
That was the generation that I didn't really pay too much attention to AMD because those chips were not available.
Well, and I feel like they were really getting crushed by the 1070s and 1080s. Yeah. Not a lot of folks were buying those.
No. All right, the final one is the Ultra Specifications. This is the creme de la creme. The enthusiast will want to pay attention.
Sure enough.
We have the Windows 10 64-bit latest update, which is all the way from recommended specifications. The Intel i7-9700K or an AMD Ryzen 2700X. Top generation, but I'm surprised that they didn't go Core i9 here.
Well, I feel like what they're saying with this is, once you get to this point, everything over it is overkill.
That could be. We have 16 gigs of system memory, which is something I would recommend. A GeForce RTX 2080. Not the 2080 Ti, but just the 2080, and there is no AMD equivalent.
That's right. If you want to be ultra, you can't have an AMD video card, apparently.
And they do recommend 8 gigs of video memory, which is something you get on the 2080.
Well, I feel like there's a pretty wide range of requirements here between the minimum and the ultra, which isn't a surprise. So maybe if we throw that out the window for a little bit, we can come back and say, all right, so what does a minimum requirements machine look like these days?
Yeah, let's try to put on our budget hat, go out to Newegg real quick, and just put together a machine as cheaply as we can.
See if that $600 still holds up.
Yes.
All right, we'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. I think Darren came to the to the bench first.
I did, and I feel like I've got you beat because I know that you probably went the Intel route.
I did.
And I know I can save money by going the AMD route, so I did. Although, to be fair, in a disclaimer, I don't run an AMD machine at home.
No.
I usually run a generation older Intel, which tends to put me in about the same budget level.
All right, well, what did you come up with?
All right, well, I'm building a full machine here, with the exception of mouse and keyboard, because, you know, everybody's probably got their favorites. So I built the whole machine, and what I did is I went out to Newegg, because I feel like they have probably the largest selection online these days.
Yeah.
So let's start with the case, because you got to have a case. I think you're going to like this. I got a Fantex Eclipse P300, tempered glass, and you're not going to like this, maybe, because I think it's better. It's red and black.
Oh, my God. And it's a Fantex case. It's solid design.
Tempered glass. Gotta love it.
Yeah, that's checking the box right there.
$59.99.
Oh, my God.
Not a bad price for Fantex. Now, we do really like Fantex. They make a great case. And their budget level case tends to not be a compromise. So I felt like that was about the cheapest I wanted to go on a case.
All right.
Should I continue?
What was that model number again?
That is the P300.
P300.
I can see you're impressed.
I am. I got to check this out real quick. Oh, my gosh. I did not even find these in my searches.
Oh, no.
And, which is sad because we have reviewed this case.
It's a beautiful case. And I thought, you know, for the same price, why not get a dual colored model?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, here's where things start to go the AMD route. Now, because the AMD processor that they recommend, the FX6300, is a little long in the tooth, I was able to save some money here, and this is where I think I've got you. I went with a Gigabyte motherboard, a GA970A. It supports the AMD motherboard. It's a SATA board. Got all the bells and whistles. Now, it's not the gaming edition that I would normally prefer, but there just aren't a lot of AM3 motherboards with the 970 chipset out there on the market because everybody's going the Ryzen route these days.
Yes.
So I got this full-featured motherboard for a whopping $69.99.
Ugh.
Now, I could have got a protection plan here for $10 or $12, but I felt like I'm saving enough money that if that motherboard dies within, you know, 1, 2, 3 years, I'm probably okay with replacing it. Oh, assuming, of course, that your machine lasts that long. Mm-hmm. So to put on that, I got that processor.
Oh, you found an FX6300.
Now, this was a challenge. Newegg is my friend. I had to buy a never-used AMD OEM Tray FX6300. Now, they mark it as refurbished because it's so old. The retail price on this thing was apparently $139, but because I'm getting this OEM Tray model, I paid $98.99.
Okay.
$700 for a processor.
That's, yeah, you're doing well.
Could have got a protection plan on that starting for $699. I did not.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's the base. Now, of course, we're going to need a couple of things to make that work. So I went with a air-cooled heatsink. Are you ready?
I'm going to guess it has three numbers in the name.
Cooler Master Hyper 2012. But wait, Dennis. I didn't get the regular 2012. I paid $2 extra for the black edition.
Oh, my gosh.
Because so I got that window.
Yeah, you got the two. Oh, yeah, that is right. So, and that's this is another heatsink that I have reviewed that I didn't pay too much attention to because it is the Hyper 212 after all.
A couple extra bucks gets me that black edition.
And it's got RGB.
Four heat pipes. And it uses the 120 millimeter Silencio fan. So I'm keeping the noise down.
And RGB, I believe.
You know, I don't know that this version does, but I'm going to say that's cool. Yeah. We'll go with yes.
Okay.
But yeah, if it doesn't, I would probably still pitch in a couple extra bucks just to get it because of that window.
Mm-hmm.
Probably some red LEDs to match my black and red case.
I gotcha. Cool times.
That's my processor. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, once you've got the core in, then you've got to have some support for it. So I went with a power supply. We've talked a lot about this, and I wanted to go 850, but I didn't need it. So I dropped back to 650, which is what we recommended up until last year for all of our builds, actually. The 650, I went with an 80 plus bronze certified. So, all right, little less energy efficient, but this Thermaltake Smart M Series 650, $56 even.
Say that again.
$56 for a 650-watt smart fan, bronze certified. Crossfire ready, in case you want to add a second card.
Wow. Okay. I am shocked, to be honest.
Kicking butt. Okay. So that's our power supply. Now, of course, you got to have a hard drive. Here's where I spent a little bit of extra money, because I feel like you've got to have an SSD to be a modern gaming machine. I only got one drive to save money, so I got a little bit larger SSD. I went with a 250 from Mushkin. Now, Mushkin has been a good supporter, and we find that they, for the budget, are probably the best performance SSD out there.
Fully agree.
So $31.99 for this 250 gig SSD. And this is a current generation one. Now, this is their raw series, so it's not their super fast one. And that does mean that we're sacrificing a little bit, because this is a SATA 3 device.
Well, SATA 3 could mean two things, right? It could be that it is slow on the SATA 3 standard, or it could just be SATA 3, which is the connection.
Now, to be fair, this is a 3D TLC drive, so it does use the more modern technology. $31.99, though, I could not resist. Now, again, you can get a 3 or 4 year service plan for $5 or $7.99 there. Didn't do it, because this machine's going to be replaced before then.
We would hope.
Now, memory. Now, this was where I really struggled, and I think that you maybe have me here.
Oh, I might.
Because I had a hard time finding DDR3 memory that was compatible with this motherboard that wasn't used or refurbished. So I went with Patriot Signature. It's not the prettiest RAM, but it is very affordable. I got an 8-gig kit, which was painful for me, Dennis. Minimum system requirement.
Got to keep with the minimum.
And I paid $38.44 for this memory, and it is green and black and ugly.
What's your cache latency?
A cache latency on this thing? Oh, my gosh. It is a PC3 10600, and I've got to even open it up. What do we got? Cache latency 9. There it is.
Oh, that's good.
It's good. So it's ugly. With my windowed case, maybe I would go back and buy a little bit nicer one, but the nicest pretty one was about $45, and it was blue, not red. So I'd have to do maybe a little more shopping if I was really being vain.
Yeah.
And, of course, last but most definitely least, or not least, is the video card. Now, this is where most of my money went in this build, because I bought a ASUS branded Radeon HD 7950, brand new. Again, a little bit of a struggle to stay with this card at 315 even.
That's actually respectable.
So I think I've got everything. I'm just checking my shopping list here. I forgot. We had to buy an operating system. Gotta always buy an operating system. Now, I'll be honest, I've seen better deals on operating systems, and when I do get a better deal, I usually buy one. But today, Windows 10 Home, 64-bit, ouch, $104.99.
Well, that's the OEM edition. That's as cheap as you can get.
It really is. I mean, again, if you're a system builder, you should just pretty regularly be watching for Windows deals, and you can get Pro sometimes for 70, 80 range, but it's not very often.
All right, so.
So my grand total, think of a virtual drum roll, please. Not 600. Sadly, $812.38 today, free shipping from Newegg.com.
Free shipping. All right, so we'll have to make a copy of our cards and then put them in the show notes so that people can see exactly what we're doing here.
$812. So, Dennis, I don't know if you can beat that, but I have to admit defeat. I couldn't build the system for $600.
Well, I could not build it for $600 either, and I'm going to say I have you beat, but only by merit?
Oh, okay.
I guess. I don't know. So,
all right. So you did go the Intel route, I'm assuming.
I did go the Intel route.
All right. Run us through it.
All right. Where should I start? Let's start with the processor.
Processor.
All right. So I went with the minimum system. And this is a Core i3 4340. This is a Haswell processor. This is like 4 generations old.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes it hard to find this particular processor. And I had to buy it used.
Same.
For $170. But somehow I saved 15%.
Wow. Now, of course, mine was OEM tray, never used. So I don't know.
I'm almost thinking that I could go with a more modern Intel processor for less money.
That's interesting. Okay.
But I'm keeping with the minimum specs.
Fair enough.
So to speak. I matched that with a MSI Z87 motherboard. And this is the MSI G45 Gaming.
Oh, you did get a gaming edition.
I got a
you
gaming.
Jerk. Okay.
And it comes with a killer networking network connector.
Oh, all right.
And Sound Blaster audio.
That might be a better motherboard, but I bet you paid for it.
I did. I paid $147.99.
Well, that's almost twice mine.
And I somehow saved 26%.
Oh, what a bargain.
I know. I'm keeping it cool.
Keeping it cool.
With a Cooler Master Hyper 212 Evo.
Evo.
Evo. I went super cheap at $34.99.
What? That's not that much of a saving over my Silencio Black Edition for $36.99.
Exactly.
I feel like my $2 were spent well.
I would agree. I would fully agree.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to shove all that stuff into a Silverstone Redline Series GP White.
Ooh, now we do love Silverstone cases too. And I'd argue that it's probably a pretty equal case to my Fantech. But did you get tempered glass?
I did get tempered glass.
Nice.
And I got a white and silver steel edition.
Ooh.
It comes with the RGB fan. Well, not RGB fans, but lighted fans up front. And you get three of them. This is also a case that we reviewed, so I can link that in
there. Oh, now I did get a beautiful black and red with that red interior, but I did only get one fan.
Oh, yeah. See, and I think that this white and steel will go well with my MSI gaming motherboard.
Well, it is a pretty motherboard. I'll give you that.
And, of course, I did have to pay for it, and it's $107.99.
Ouch. I paid $60 for mine. Okay.
Oh, all right. So
I'm feeling good about my cost, but your machine sounds good.
Yeah.
What else you got?
All right. So I'm powering it with an EVGA 750 Gold.
Ooh.
So this is a semi-modular Eco Edition power supply from EVGA.
Oh, that's a little nicer than mine.
And it sells for $119.99 with a $20 mail-in rebate.
Ooh, that is more than double what I paid for my beautiful thermal tank, which I might add has some red color on it.
Yeah, well, I tried to keep with the name brands. I felt,
come on, thermal tank.
I know, and I would go thermal tank. Honestly, thermal tank power supplies have the best plugs.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
It's a great bang for your buck. All right.
All right. So, and then memory. So I went with the G-Skill Ripjaws X Series, a two-channel kit at 4 gigs per stick, DDR3 1600 megahertz.
Ooh, faster.
And that's going to be at a Cas9 latency at a total cost of $39.99.
Oh, that's only a buck more than me, and I bet they're pretty, aren't they?
They are super pretty.
Ah, man.
And super fast.
They didn't make a set that matched my motherboard.
Yep. So for storage, I went with the bare minimum, 250 gigabyte, and I went with the Crucial MX500.
Ooh, a good choice, the Crucial.
Yep. We got 3D NAND. We got super fast. We got some encryption in there. It's, you pay for it, again, at $47.99, but it's a pretty inexpensive SSD.
No, that's maybe not a bad stretch. I'm probably a little bit faster than my Mushkin.
I think the last item is video card.
Video card?
Well, I mean, I did do Windows 10 Home OEM edition, but that's the cheap one at $104.99.
Same. Okay, so talk to me about video because I know you spent the money.
I did spend the money, but I was keeping within the price point by stretching slightly on the minimum specs.
Uh-oh, so you didn't get a 670.
I did not get a 670.
Did you get the 1650?
I did not get the 1650.
Oh my, okay, let's hear it.
EVGA, GeForce, RTX 2060 XC Black Gaming with 6 gigs of memory and some HP fan graphics.
Oh, I feel like that might be cheating. How much would you spend?
$339.99 with a $20 mail-in rebate.
Oh, wow. So I spent $315. Wow, that's a no-brainer.
And on top of that,
mm-hmm,
I get a free copy of Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Oh, no. Nicely done.
Yes.
All right. So you get a free copy of Modern Warfare. You got, I think, a decent stretch on your video card. Some of those others.
I did stretch the budget a bit. And unfortunately, it's going to cost you, with free shipping, $1,114.
Oh, my gosh. So you're $300 more than me.
And unfortunately, we are running a 4-generation-old CPU that's used on a used motherboard with all this other modern stuff that's added to it. So, you know, if I was to refine this more, I would say, you know, ditch the whole minimum system requirements, because that is basically a system that you already own and you can't afford to buy a new one.
Yeah.
But if you're building from scratch, we could probably do a little bit better.
I agree. Now, you did get the copy of the game, though, so I'm going to give you credit for, I don't know, maybe $100 in case you sprung for all the DLC. But let's call it $60. So I still feel like I got you by about $250, and you could still run the game.
Exactly.
So I don't know. But to be fair, do I feel really like either one of these minimum systems would be something I would recommend today?
No.
Only if budget was your only concern. So I feel like, looking at the builds we built, it's safe to say that, yeah, the minimum that you'd probably want to spend is around $800 on a machine. But realistically, to build a gaming machine, I think we can both agree that you're probably looking at a little over $1,000 today to be able to play a AAA title like Call of Duty.
Yeah. Speaking of, let's build the system that we would recommend.
Okay, I think that's fair.
Let's spec this out, and we will go to Newegg and come on back.
All right, so we're going to plan this out together. We'll be right back.
All right, welcome back. Actually, we didn't go anywhere.
That's right.
But we did go to Newegg, and we dream build.
Well, this, more or less.
Yeah, the system that is sitting right next to Darren right now, because this is radio, I'm pointing off into space. But this is the machine that we will be playing games on a little bit later and doing a nice YouTube capture.
So this is a great machine. And of course, because we have access to a lot of parts, we built the machine that we thought would be the best machine for playing Call of Duty.
And well, honestly, it was kind of the stuff that I had laying around. But minus the case, this is a test bench, so it's open air. But for the most part, I picked all the components that are sitting right next to there.
That's kind of cheating, but it's a good machine, so I don't blame you.
Yeah. I will quickly go down the list. Where should we start? Motherboard?
Let's start with the motherboard.
Motherboard. We have the MSI MEG Meg Z390 Ace.
Oh, this is a pretty motherboard.
It is. It has RGB, and it's part of the Meg series. Ace is one step down from Godlike. And this is also, incidentally, the motherboard that has run a 9900K at over 6 gigahertz for a couple of weekends.
That's pretty impressive credentials. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a great-looking motherboard. Like you said, the RGB, it's basically a black and silver design. Other than that, beautiful. And I'm sure that it has all the onboard accoutrements.
It does have the accoutrements, right? Yes. I'm not going to talk about prices because, as enthusiasts, if it costs too much, or if you're asking if it costs too much, it's too much.
Pretty blinking lights, though.
Something like that.
All right. So on the motherboard, we have a processor. Now, did you stick with that Intel i7-970K Ultra Spec?
No. I did the Core i9-9900K Coffee Lake, 8-core.
Ooh, now that's a spendy processor. I know.
It is, but we get the hyper-threading, we get the 8 cores, we have future-proofing, and it works perfect on the Z390.
And how does it overclock?
Quite well.
Beautiful. Okay.
Quite well. Quite well. We have memory.
Yes.
Let's see. Where's my memory on my list here? We have the G-Skill Triton RGB series, 16 gigabytes, 2-channel kit, running at DDR4133.
Ooh, very fast and very pretty.
And it will work perfect with the 9900K.
Very nice. And you said this was a 16 gig kit?
16 gig, 2 sticks.
I might have gone more, but I know those are spendy, so I can see why not.
Yeah. Of course, we're going to have the Windows 10 Pro 64-bit OEM. That's just an extra, what, $40 or whatever?
Yeah, now the advantages of Pro, we've debated in the past. But in general, if you're building a machine, I don't think you want to be limited by the Home Edition if you are an enthusiast or a competitive gamer for that point.
Correct. Cooling this whole shebang is the Silverstone FP240 ARGB all-in-one CPU cooler.
Very nice. RGB, all-in-one. Now, why would you pick this particular unit?
Honestly, it's because it was on the test bench when we brought it out here.
Nice, but how's the performance?
The performance is quite good. However, in the review, I did note that when you're running this at close to 5.4 gigahertz, it does kind of extend the support. It gets up there in temperature.
More fans?
No, fans weren't an issue.
larger radiator required. So the TDW is not quite up for your 6 gig runs, at least long term.
No, not long term. I do believe that it's not the radiator or the fans. It's probably something in the pump block.
Okay.
But that's just my thoughts.
Still a great looking unit.
And it's affordable.
Ah, saved a little money. Okay, I'm a little surprised, but we'll take it.
Yeah, storage-wise, we're going with the Samsung 970 EVO, 1 terabyte NVMe drive.
Ooh, so we went over the minimum, but I think a very valid choice because the difference between a 512 that would be what we would normally recommend and a gig is very minimal these days.
Yeah, it's very minimal. And with the NVMe, it's going to be loading your game much, much faster.
Yeah, with a little luck, you probably will spring for a storage device at some point. But at least with a terabyte, you have room for an OS and a handful of good games with some room to spare.
Yeah. Powering this entire beast, we have the Thermaltake Tough Power Grand 1050.
Now, that sounds familiar.
I think we blew one up once.
I think we did at a LAN party. Ah, yes, that was a dark day.
Very dark.
But a great power supply and a good choice.
Good choice. And it has RGB.
It does.
We're going to make
modular.
Yes, modular.
And did you say it was gold?
I didn't. And it is.
Beautiful. So you're getting a little bit more energy efficiency now. Not a platinum, but most people don't spring for the platinum, platinum plus.
No. We have all of that being packed into a Cooler Master Mastercase H500P with a mesh gunmetal front.
Now, this is a beautiful case. Now, of course, we've had a lot of Cooler Master cases in the house, but I don't believe I've seen this particular, at least with the gunmetal mesh combination.
Now, well, and Cooler Master is a little guarded with this particular case, partially because of the cost, and I don't suspect that they sell too many of them. However, it does come with two 200-millimeter RGB fans to keep everything inside cool.
Plenty of mesh and plenty of tempered glass. Now, this is a great-looking case, and those 200-millimeter RGB fans look terrific, and they're pre-installed with a light controller.
Mm-hmm. Of course, for video, this is the creme de la creme. I pulled another trick similar to my budget build. We're going with the MSI GeForce RTX 2080 Super.
Ooh, now this is not a huge step over their recommended RTX 2080, but it is, I think, a significant step.
And it's an affordable step, because if we go with the 2080 Ti, it's almost twice the cost.
Well, the Super is pretty hot right now, so if you're looking for a high-end video card, this is probably something that's very hot on your radar.
And it comes with Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Oh, nice. starting to see a trend here.
All right, so unfortunately, it is good. It did go over our $800 budget and comes in at a total of $2,491.25 with free shipping.
Oh, man, I was really close in my guess. I'm feeling proud of myself.
Yeah. Overall, though, this is the build that we would probably recommend if you wanted to be serious about your gaming and get the most from your games. Gives you a bit of future-proofing. The MSI motherboard is super solid with the ability to overclock if you happen to be a weekend overclocker. Cooling, you could go all-in-one or you could go air cooling. We prefer the all-in-ones if you're going to be putting them into a build of your own.
Safer, more dependable, and usually more affordable.
And in terms of the case, we picked the Cooler Master Master case just because it looked pretty and it came with the fans we wanted.
And the RGB.
However, you could go with the Fantex P300 that we mentioned earlier because it is the right size. It will support everything in here, and it has good cooling already on inboard.
Well, you know that a case is a highly personal choice, but I feel like if you're dropping $2,000 on a machine, you might want a case that makes everybody feel like you spent $2,000. And the Fantech requires at least an RGB kit and some fans to get there. It's just not going to have the same eye candy, but I'm guessing there's a pretty significant difference in price.
Yeah, by, what was it? The Fantex was $60. This one is $180.
Oh, yeah. But it is going to perform better and have more upgradability, more size specifically. So maybe not a bad stretch?
Nope, definitely not.
All right. I'm feeling like we've got a beautiful and fantastic machine here. So what have we learned here? We've learned that you can build a machine that will run Call of Duty Modern Warfare for around $800.
Yep.
But it's not easy to do.
No. If you upgraded to around $1,000, you could build a decent machine that would be able to play Call of Duty Modern Warfare with a lot of the features that the game supports.
And it would maybe come with the game.
And it might come with the game. And of course, if you do stretch for about $2,500, you can have an elite gaming rig that will make any sort of a hardware enthusiast proud.
I do want to point out that a machine at that level does have a lot more legs, which we've talked about. So this is not an investment that's going to be maybe a three-year machine like these minimum requireds, and that might even be a stretch. But you might get 5 years or more out of your gaming PC, and that's not a bad investment.
For more information on the topics discussed in this podcast, please consult our show notes on hardwaresound.com. Stay up to date on the latest at Hardware Asylum by subscribing to our RSS. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. This has been a Ninja Lane production, copyright 2019. Thanks for listening. SSD. Where is my SSD? Oh, it went away. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to add this.
Click. Got to have it.
All right. Yeah, I better go. Hold on.
Pausing.
I'm going to pause. I will go and cut this after I find my SSD. I'm thinking it probably just did not get added, but it's easy.
All right, I'll put my sound while you're doing that.
I'm going to do this one. Yes. No thanks. Okay.